Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. I want to ask you a question today. Is your soul rested? I ask that question because recently we got to set the clocks back on Saturday night and fall back. The clock falls back an hour. We got that extra hour of sleep. So for one morning, we actually maybe felt a little bit more rested and like a human being instead of a human doing. And yet, I have to admit, if you're like me, a lot of times, man, I'm just tired. I'm kind of weary. And man, you know, we get mentally tired, emotionally tired. But when our soul gets tired, just kind of hard to function and to listen to God and live in the plan that God has for our one and only lives. And so I want to share with you a psalm today, Psalm 62. I know that if you're like me, if you've read the Psalms, you just can so relate to some of the mountaintop experiences and the deep valleys that David walked through. And David did write all the Psalms, and he did write a lot of them. And I'm going to share some verses from Psalm chapter 62, the 62nd Psalm. He says, "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse." And I want to stop right there for a moment. Do you ever feel like that? Maybe somebody you work with, or maybe a family member. It might not be immediate family, but somebody that in your family line that you just feel like, man, I just feel like they may say things nicely to my face, but behind me, that coworker or somebody with their mouths, they bless me, but in their hearts, they curse me, or they speak ill of me, that David talked about there in verse 4. Maybe you feel like somebody's trying to get your job or trying to backdoor you about a situation. Maybe it's professionally or personally. And so that's one of the things today I want to remind you, that you've got to spend time in God's Word, because the enemy will do everything he can to keep you busy from spending time with Jesus. And yet, one of the lies I know the enemy will feed people, I've been told off and on through my 16 years in ministry, is that, oh, I mean, you know, come on, the Bible was written over 2,000 years ago. We can't really relate to that. And yet, if you just read that verse there that I talked about in Psalm 62, you're like, oh, I can relate to what David's saying there. With their mouths they bless me, but in their hearts they curse me. But I'm so thankful that in verse 5, David goes back to saying what he really started talking about in verse 1. Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. This program's Hope is Here, and just want to remind you, that's where your hope comes from. David just shared it there in Psalm 62, verse 5. Yes, my soul finds rest in God, but my hope comes from him. My hope comes from him. And when I went to the Danny Gokey concert a couple weeks ago, I love, he had this acronym on the screen before the concert started. He was showing these slides. They were rotating on the screens there at the church that was hosting him, Lex City Church. They did a great job hosting. And what happened was one of them came up, and I have my own acronym for HOPE that I shared on Hope is Here about every 6 months, since we do try to provide hope to people and try to get the conversation going about, please do not end your life by suicide, and there's always hope. But I want to share the acronym that he used at that concert that night that was on a screen, and it said HOPE, H-O-P-E, of course, hold on to the pain ends. Hold on to the pain ends. And I know for somebody listening right now, your soul is just hurting. Maybe it's because of going through a brutal divorce, or you've been dealing with cancer, or you've just got a rebellious child, or you're just in a brutal work situation. And yet, I want to let you know that the Lord is with you, and he's with you while this pain goes on. And this pain will eventually end. But the enemy wants to discourage you. And I think about the weather so much and the seasons of life. And, of course, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about there's a season for everything. But I want to encourage you today and remind you that there is always the seasons are changing. And just like the fall season right now is beautiful, but pretty shortly here, all those beautiful leaves, all the oranges and reds, that just the browns that are mixed in, the yellows, the leaves that are just breathtaking at times here in Kentucky. We're so blessed, and my friend Benson Gregory takes pictures of a lot of these beautiful fall scenes. You ought to follow him on Facebook, Benson Gregory. You'll see some great fall foliage, leaves, pictures of fall. But that's all going to end soon. And the trees are going to be bare. It's already getting dark earlier. That's the one thing. I love that extra hour of sleep, but I can't stand it that it gets dark so early. But you know what? It does make me appreciate it when those clocks spring forward and coming up in March, April, whatever it is, it's different. But the point being is then we'll lose an hour of sleep, so we'll complain about that. Oh, we're going to lose an hour. But we love that it stays light longer. So I want to remind you, just it may be dark in your life right now in a season for whatever it is, but the light's going to shine again, and it's going to be light longer and dark less in your life. But you have to hold on, and I want to remind you that, like what David said in verse 8 of Psalm 62, trust in God at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. And a lot of times as men, we're like, man, where do I go to? I'm supposed to be the man. I'm supposed to be the leader. And, you know, my dad's passed away, or maybe you didn't have a dad, or you didn't know your dad, or you didn't have a good dad. But you know what? God can be your refuge. God will be your refuge. And I just want to remind you that, you know, God is always speaking to us. And I want to share four things with you here in the remaining time that I have with you on this psalm, Psalm 62. I hope maybe if you're at home, maybe you open up your Bible, look at Psalm 62. It's only 12 verses. Or when you get home, or if you're on your lunch break, or you take your mid-morning coffee break, or before you go to bed, pull out Psalm 62. But here's the four things that God spoke to me through these 12 verses. One, our soul finds rest in God. I mean, David talked about that twice. We talked about it in verse 1 and also in verse 5. He says, truly my soul finds rest in God in verse 1. And then verse 5 of Psalm 62, he says, yes, my soul finds rest in God. It's like he's reminding himself. He's so tired and worn out. I mean, he says it in the first verse, and then four verses later in verse 5, he says it again. He reminds himself. And maybe today you need to be reminded of that. He says, but yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. He's saying my hope comes from God. And Jesus warned us about, you know, our soul is going to get tired. We're going to have adversity. John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus said, my peace I give you. I don't give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John chapter 14, verse 27. But I think one of the reasons a lot of times our soul can't have rest is because of we're so hard on ourselves. I've shared this numerous times on this show in the past year and a half, almost 20 months now that we've been doing Hope Is Here. But, you know, Romans chapter, I say that people are harder on themselves than God would ever be. And Romans 8:1 validates that. It says, there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. I love in that verse, Romans 8:1, that it says there is now. Because they're talking about, you know, this is after Jesus died and rose from the dead and went back to be in heaven with God. And so they basically saying, because of that now, okay, now there's no condemnation if you're a follower of Jesus. And I know the majority of people that listen to Hope Is Here are followers of Jesus. But even if you're not, the condemnation does not come from God. But there's definitely no condemnation for you if you're a follower of Jesus. Now, God will convict us. And if you're a follower of Jesus, man, he will do that because he'll convict you when you're doing things that are keeping you from being in an authentic and a real and personal and a healthy relationship with Jesus. And no matter what that is, I've been sharing about my battles with food over the past year, and I've been addressing some of that, and Trainer Joe's, and I've taken a lot of steps forward, but, you know, had a big step backwards over the weekend. But you know what? Back on it again this week. And yet there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. So remember, there's a difference in condemnation and conviction. Condemnation's like, you loser, you'll never change, there's never going to be any difference, I mean, it'll never change. That's condemnation. That does not come from God, but conviction does. And so maybe one of the reasons you don't have rest in your soul is, you know, maybe you need to turn the TV off later, or maybe the reasons you don't enjoy church and you are tired on Sundays is because you stay up too late on Saturday night, or thing we had talked about. We had Dr. Matthew Sleeth on here several months ago talking about the Sabbath. We don't obey the Sabbath. And we don't give God a day of rest in our own lives. He gave that to us. He created the world in 6 days, but he even took a day off. And not only he did it because he had to do it, he did it because he knew we would need it. So for some of you need to do that. With me being in ministry, a lot of times I have to do a weekday. It's not always Wednesday, but usually it is because I teach classes at Midway University on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So, but you know, the fact of the matter is your soul has to find rest in God, but you've got to give God a chance to do that. Second thing I want to share with you from this passage in Scripture, Psalm 62, is that when the world lets us down, God is our strength. Okay, when the world lets us down, God is our strength. Psalm 28, verse 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped. That was a game changer for me back in 2001 when I went through the flood, bankruptcy, and divorce. It was a game changer, and I'm thrilled to tell you here 18 years later, it still gives me tremendous hope and strength. The third thing I want to share with you from Psalm 62 is that even when you can't see God, you can trust God. Psalm 62, verse 8 says, trust in God at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. That's where we can run to. But maybe you're listening like, Greg, you have no idea all the numerous things I'm dealing with, and I just don't know how things are going to work out. Well, back in 2001, here's another verse that helped me get through that just horrendous season in my life, a really dark winter season with the flood, bankruptcy, and divorce. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths. But we got to acknowledge him, telling, you know, God, this is bigger than me. And sometimes that's what God is, I like to say, you've got one knee down because, man, you're kind of staggering in life, but he's waiting for you to put the other knee down, to totally surrender and give him whatever the situation is in your life that is just about to take you under. And God's just saying, if you trust me with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding and you acknowledge me in all your ways, I'll direct your path. I will make a way when there seems to be no way. And as I found out in 2001, when I went through the flood, bankruptcy, and divorce, when God's all you've got, God's all you need. And I found out when I lost everything, my home, my business, my marriage, and yet, you know, I really didn't lose everything. I say that, but I still had my health. I still had food to eat. I had clothes to wear. I had a car to drive. I had to find a new place to live, but, you know, still I was blessed. And last but not least, the thing I want to share with you from Psalm 62 is I want to ask you, when's the last time God spoke to you? Because at the end of this psalm in 62, the 62nd psalm, David says, one thing God has spoken, two things I've heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done. He said that one thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. So God wants to speak to his children. Just like he spoke to David, he wants to speak to you. And so I want to remind you, we talked about it with Greg Williams earlier this week in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 12 through 14. We all know Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. But verses 12, 13 say, then you will call on me and pray to me, and God says, I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will bring you back from captivity. So I want to remind you, God wants to speak today. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.